Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Hurricane Melissa made landfall in Jamaica earlier this week as a Category 5 storm, leaving three-quarters of the island nation without power. News 88.7's Kyle McClinigan says a Houston nonprofit with ties to the island is raising funds for the recovery effort.
The Jamaica Foundation of Houston is seeking donations to assist Jamaican residents who have been impacted by the storm. Nicole Bent Jones, the foundation's president, says she had heard from a retired couple from Houston who moved back to Montego Bay in Jamaica, whose house was heavily damaged.
And there it suffered a lot of damage. So I've seen videos of the home where the roof caved in and there's a lot of water damage on the upstairs, downstairs. The missing doors, missing part of the housing. So it's pretty bad.
Donations can be made at the Jamaica Foundation of Houston's website. Currently, the foundation is only accepting monetary donations due to the logistical challenges of transporting goods to the island. A website has also been set up by the Jamaican government at supportjamaica.gov.jm with more information on how to assist in the island's recovery. I'm Kyle McClinigan, News 88.7.
The special election to fill a vacant seat on the Houston City Council is Tuesday, and three candidates have emerged as likely contenders. If none get more than 50% of the vote, the top two will head to a runoff. Attorney Alejandra Salinas kept her financial lead in October. She raised nearly $50,000, bringing her total contributions to more than $500,000. She's also backed by labor unions. Brandon Rottinghouse, political science professor at the University of Houston, says she's likely a safe bet to make the runoff.
She's definitely the best position for the long haul. Her cash on hand is larger than the others. She's got a deeper base of financial support. And although we might see some changes if there's a runoff, she's in a very good position financially.
Former City Council Chief of Staff Jordan Thomas came in second in October fundraising with more than $33,000 and is endorsed by the Houston Chronicle. Former District D Council Member Dwight Boykins raised less than $30,000 but holds endorsements from multiple former and current elected officials. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR.